What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From the most trusted journalists at Comedy Central, it's America's only source for news. This is The Daily Show with your hosts, Jordan Klepper and Ronnie James.
So much to talk about tonight. Congress finally passes a bill. Tennessee teachers are getting strapped, and pickleball is coming for your family. So let's get into headlines. Let's begin with a major announcement from the President of the United States.
It's a good day for America, it's a good day for Europe, and it's a good day for world peace.
Oh, a good day for world peace. I've wanted one of those. I wonder what happened. Did the nations of the world finally band together to outlaw war? Did they finally buy everyone in the world a Coke? Is there finally peace between Kendrick and Drake? What is it?
Moments ago at the White House, President Biden signed a long-awaited aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan into law.
In total, about $95 billion will go toward assisting Ukraine and Israel's war efforts and money to counter China's aggression in the Indo-Pacific.
World peace. Okay. Is peace the one with the tanks? Is that the one? I went to public school that wasn't funded because they spent all that money on peace.
Maybe he's being... Maybe the president's being sarcastic, you know, like, it's a good day for world peace, everybody.
Right, yes. But yes, after months of delay, President Biden today signed a military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Yes, Taiwan. Now, they're not at war yet, but you gotta book a reservation in advance just to save your spots. And even though this bill passed easily, it had been held up for 6 months because right-wing Republicans threatened to kick Speaker Mike Johnson from office if he helped Ukraine. But now that he let it go through, everyone's been talking about him like this.
I applaud Speaker Johnson's courage.
What you're witnessing here is moral courage.
A profile in courage is putting the nation above yourself. And that's what he did. Not only put this up for a vote, but he also separated the bills, which I thought was courageous.
Did the right thing.
Made his own decision.
Made his own decision, put his job on the line.
What do we call that?
And that's courage.
Profile in courage.
In this case, that's courage.
Courage.
It's courage.
If you look at
courage.
It in this case, in this
the
case,
word is courage.
Profiling courage.
Courage.
Profile
courage.
Of courage. There's a courage,
courage.
Thing that's being profiled.
Courage.
So.
Courage.
Okay, thank you. So apparently Mike Johnson is the hero here. Sure, a couple of Ukrainian cities fell while he decided whether or not to be courageous, but he got around to it. I mean, we're always praising the first responders. But what about the eventual responders, huh? The ones who jump in their fire truck and say, hey, let's stop for Froyo on the way, huh? Where's their ticker tape parade?
I salute you, my Johnson. I mean, not now, but 6 months from now, I'll work up the courage to do it. Moving on. Because with all this money Congress is sending overseas, you might be wondering, hey, when does Ronnie get a little taste of this? Hmm? Yeah, when's the government going to do a little something for me?
The Biden administration revealing new airline passenger rights, protecting folks from hidden fees and other frustrations of flying, like the refund policy for flight delays.
Passengers must now get automatic cash refunds when a flight is canceled for any reason or delayed by more than 3 hours for domestic flights, more than 6 hours for international.
Okay, cash refunds. Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm always having airplane delays.
Yeah, that is pretty good. I mean, but you know, delays is only a small part of the problem. I mean, what if, you know, when like airlines make you change airports or they add connections and they're always just trying to screw you over.
If the airline changes any of your airports, adds connections, downgrades your seat, or even changes the plane to one that's less accessible to those with disabilities, those are all new reasons for cash refunds. Okay.
I'm cautiously optimistic. Okay. Yep. It's good. You got my attention. It is pretty good. In fact, it feels a little too good to be true. But hey, I guess all I have to worry about now is losing my luggage and shitty Wi-Fi.
If your checked bags aren't delivered within as little as 12 hours or your Wi-Fi doesn't work, you're entitled to refunds.
This is the greatest thing the government has ever done in history.
I mean, the New Deal
history.
Okay.
In history.
Yeah, sure.
Jordan, the man is refunding you for Wi-Fi in the sky that doesn't work. What more could you want?
I mean, you still got to fix that thing with the doors falling off.
Yeah, okay, into that. But thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you for making my life better. Now just bring back Roe v. Wade so I don't have to sit next to a crying baby on a red eye. okay. You're going to cheer for that? All right.
Move on to a problem that America hasn't solved. Gun violence. A lot of people think the answer is reducing the amount of guns, but Tennessee lawmakers are going in the opposite direction.
Chaos erupting in Tennessee's state capitol, where lawmakers just passed a bill that would allow teachers to carry concealed handguns in schools. If signed by the governor, the Tennessee law would allow teachers to carry guns in schools where top administrators agree. The teachers would be required to have a permit, do training, and get a background check and mental health evaluation.
Congratulations! Now your shop teacher is going to have two stories about how he accidentally lost a finger.
Look, I mean, can the students at least vote on which teacher gets the gun? Because, my gym teacher was already on a massive power trip and all he had was a whistle. Mm-hmm. So.
For more on the new Tennessee law, we go live to the State House in Nashville with Grace Kuhlenschmidt. Grace, aren't legislators worried that giving teachers guns will just lead to more gun violence?
No, you silly scarecrow of a man. The lawmakers here are putting teachers through a lot. Training, permits, background checks, mental health evaluations. You don't want to give teachers guns without making sure they're responsible.
That actually raises a good point, Grace. If they're going to require teachers to go through all that, why don't they require it for every gun owner?
I'm not following.
I'm just saying, if all that training is good for teachers, it's equally good for all gun owners. Mm.
But they aren't all teachers.
Right, yes. But they all own guns.
Rock and roll, good for them.
No, that's not what, okay. Hold on. You know, let me try again. Let's say you walk into my classroom.
Hello, Mr. Slenderman.
Okay, fine. Now, you see I have a gun. How do you feel?
I'm glad, because I know that you received firearms training.
Okay. Now, instead, you walk into my bar, and you see I have a gun. Now, how do you feel?
You're my teacher. Why do you own a bar? I guess I'll have a beer. I'm only in eighth grade.
No, I did, I did not make you. I didn't make you an eighth grader. That's not what I said.
No, no, Jordan, your analogies are stupid. Okay, let me try. Okay. Hey, great. So, you know how like everybody needs a license to drive a car?
No, you don't. Who's checking?
The government.
They're all in D.C. I'm up here.
Okay, yeah, she's not getting
Wait, it. Hold on, let me try to do one, okay? You know how on Love is Blind, there's two different people, and they talk to each other without seeing each other. But then eventually the walls come down, and they see if they're still in love?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, okay.
That's a great show.
What is the analogy?
Oh, that's what you guys were doing. I thought we were just making up situations.
Grace, we're saying if teachers need training to have a gun, then it's only fair if the entire population has training to have a gun.
You're right. It doesn't make sense that some people should get training while other people don't get training. Let's make it fair and remove the training for everyone.
Oh, my God. No.
We were so close.
So close.
We were,
yes. Grace Coolidge-Schmidt, everybody. When we come back, Michael Costa takes on his greatest enemy. You don't want to miss it.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Now that spring is here, people are back outside having fun again. Whether it's sneezing in the park or sneezing in a cafe or dodging angry stares from a mother whose child you sneezed on at the playground.
But there's one activity that Michael Costa wants you to stop enjoying.
Hi, I'm Michael Costa, Daily Show correspondent and intrepid journalist. But this story is not about me. It's about him. Michael Costa, former professional tennis player,
once ranked 864 in the world.
Because right now there's a serious threat to tennis enthusiasts like him slash me. I'm talking about pickleball. And it needs to be stopped.
Now the battle over court space between tennis and pickleball players continues.
Both use the tennis courts and both are fighting for space.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport. Sorry for the tennis players, it's on its way out.
To discuss the monstrosity these picklers are imposing on my beloved sport, I sat down with legendary professional tennis champ McEnroe.
You cannot be serious!
No, not that one. The other one, his brother, Patrick, also a former tennis champion and current sports commentator.
From one pro to another, tell me what you're...
Pro?
We've crossed paths many times. I've said hi to you at the tournaments and stuff.
Were you like a ball boy or something? Or
I was ranked 864 in the world.
They ranked that high?
I made $11,000 over 4 years.
On we go.
Let's talk about pickleball. What is this craze? I can't believe you didn't know who I was.
Well, the thing that annoys me about it, Michael, is that the pickleball courts are taking over 35% or so of the tennis courts here in the U.S. and in Canada. Hey, get off our tennis turf.
Let's just discuss the differences. Okay. I mean, here's a can of tennis balls. Is there anything better than this?
No.
You ready to listen to this?
Let me hear. Yeah. I love the smell. Give me that.
Oh, my God. It's like a fine wine.
Mm.
And now let's just contrast that with this.
Oh, my God. What the hell is that?
This looks like an old guy's ball sack.
You can't compare the two. It's loud. It's obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis is elegant. It's classy.
Classy.
Well, there's just, you know, look at this tennis ring. It's just so nice. Look at that. Isn't that a beautiful thing to
look
watch?
At that.
And then pickleball.
It's like a car crash. What's the solution for the turf wars?
The great Martina Navratilova said, build your own pickleball courts.
Right.
And the truth is, pickleball, get out of my yard.
The one person who needs to take that note is this guy. He may look like a yodeler on a bike, but don't be fooled. Every morning, he electronically pedals his little pickleball bike to set up his little pickleball nets on our turf. And he's known as Albert the Pickleball Doctor.
Why do you think that pickleball deserves to overtake a tennis court?
I think you guys have too many tennis courts. You get two pickleball courts and a tennis court.
So is your answer then to eliminate tennis courts for pickleball?
That's a good idea.
You are unhinged.
And worse than pickleball is their terminology.
I'm hearing kitchen, dink, a dill, falafel. I mean, is it a sport or is it a food truck?
So it's like a universal game. It might be more universal than tennis.
Tennis doesn't have stupid made-up words. Yeah, deuce when you're tied, and zero is love, and we score by 40s and 15s. But that stuff makes sense.
Why don't you just try it?
You want me to try pickleball? You know what that means to be 864 in the world in tennis? It means I'm the number one pickleball player right now. Why don't we do a little head-to-head? How about that?
I'm gonna whip your butt.
I'll see your geriatric ass in the kitchen.
Okay.
It's dink time, baby.
All right, welcome to what is sure to be a waste of everyone's time, but here we are. I'm Patrick McEnroe, reporting live due to losing a bet to cover a most unanticipated game of pickleball. On one side, we have the handsome and the 1.5-time employee of the month at The Daily Show, Michael Costa. Okay, clearly he wrote this. Costa will be playing against Albert, doctor of pickleball. And what's this? He's got a twin? Will Costa go for the obvious doubles joke?
So, I guess doubles is literally doubles?
This is my twin brother, Gil.
You know what? I got my own secret weapon. Ronnie!
What?
Let's go, dude.
Where are the pickles?
We're playing pickleball.
You said there'd be food.
And for his doubles partner, Costa has Ronnie Chang, who seems to have been tricked into being here. That makes two of us.
Why is it two of the same people?
That was a surprise for me, too.
So here we go. Costa and Chang versus the Pickle Twins. And Costa blows it.
Ah! Let's go! We can't lose to the Doubleman Twins.
Let's get over the net! We gotta win!
Ah!
Take that, grasshopper!
Oh, never before in the history of commentating have I heard more vicious words spoken on a court.
These guys.
Ah!
Yes! Let's go! Let's go! These guys!
Yeah,
take it!
Oh my God, this changes everything. I've never had sriracha mayo in a sandwich before. What's the score? I wasn't even watching.
Take that! Yeah, I hope you brought your feeding tubes, because I'll be shoveling shit down your throat all day.
That's what I'm talking about! Right here!
Finally, they're coming together as a team.
Michael, I think you're having fun here.
No.
Yes! Yes!
I'm not having fun.
3-2. Nobody, I mean nobody saw this coming, because nobody's even watching.
Yes!
That's illegal. You're disqualified.
Not disqualified. Shut up.
Get out of here, grasshopper.
Let's go. They disqualified us. Let's go. Let's go.
No, it's okay. I'll meet up with you later. Hey, you guys want to keep going?
Yeah.
There are no winners in this game tonight. In fact, I think it's safe to say after watching this game, we all feel like losers. This is Patrick McEnroe reporting on what surely is the rock bottom of my career.
Thank you, Michael Costa. When we come back, Representative Andy King will be joining us on the show, so don't go away.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Our guest tonight is a third-term congressman from New Jersey who's running for U.S. Senate. Please welcome Representative Andy Kim.
Nice to see an Asian representative.
Thank you.
Andy Kim, House of Representatives. You're currently running to replace, are you running for Senate?
That's right.
To replace the previous guy in New Jersey who got caught with gold bars in his house.
That's right.
Right. So,
yeah.
I guess
that's my a first, big no-no in politics.
Right. What do you have against gold bars?
Yeah, apparently I'm anti-gold bars.
Yeah. Anti-Federal Reserve guy? Is that your platform?
Ouch. Okay, this is getting a heated interview right out of the gate here.
But what you're running for Senate.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something I plan to do. You know, I'm a three-term member of the House of Representatives. I got a six-year-old, an eight-year-old, two little boys at home. So I was not, you know, planning to take on a statewide election. But look, I mean, right now, I mean, I'm sure the audience feels it too. I mean, we live in the time of the greatest amount of distrust in government in modern American history. And 84% of people in New Jersey believe that their politicians are corrupt. Like 84%. Like how can?
Well, they were kind of validated.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean,
so you're wondering what's wrong with the other 16%, right?
Yeah. They're just not that educated.
No. Look. I mean, we have to. Yeah. I believe that the opposite of democracy is apathy. It's if people give up on this, if feel like their elected officials are not in it for the right reasons. So I feel like at this critical moment, we have to restore a sense of integrity back into our politics and try to do our best to give the people of New Jersey a choice.
Sure. And yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're running in a district that, if I'm not wrong, voted for Donald Trump twice.
Well, my congressional district, yeah. In 2018, yeah. I was part of the class of 2018 that flipped the House of Representatives, tried, you know, take that away from Donald Trump.
Sure.
And I won a district that Trump won. And in 2020,
right.
I was one of only seven Democrats in the entire country that won a district Trump won.
Sure.
So, yes.
So, and you're been... like the... So it's You won in a district that Trump won, and you're, I'm assuming, a minority in that district, both in race and...
Yeah, my district is 85% white, less than 3% Asian. When I was first elected, there were zero Korean Americans in Congress. Yeah. And I had a lot of people tell me there's no way that an Asian American can win a district where the vast, vast majority...
So how the hell did you win it? No, seriously, how the hell did you win it? Because if you won it, then...
What I'll say is...
No offense. But,
I mean, no offense. I think what I learned is that, like, I'm not going to let other people determine what I am or am not capable of accomplishing simply because of the color of my skin and my last name. You know, this is the district where I, you know, I grew up. I did my entire kindergarten through 12 in the public school systems of my congressional district. I'm raising, you know, two little boys in that school system. Like, I have every bit as much right to represent that district as anybody else. And I have every bit as much right to represent my state as anybody else.
I will say that is both inspiring to hear and a little gross. That's a lot of time in New Jersey. You're really New Jersey.
Yeah.
God bless. Well, I think you talk about this feeling in America right now. We feel very divided.
Yeah.
But in the House, you guys just had, you just passed this bipartisan bill. Funding for Ukraine, Taiwan. We had the TikTok bill in there as well. Mike Johnson seemed to want to cross the aisle and work with you guys. What is this? Is this the beginning of some sort of bipartisan coalition, or is this a one-time spring fling?
No, look, I think what he realized is he has no other choice. Mm-hmm. He can either be a speaker that gets zero things done for the entire time that he is speaker. Everything that he's done, whether it's passing our government funding or anything else, it's required us on the Democrat side to be there with him. Basically, you know, he and Hakeem Jeffries are co-speakers of the House right now. There's nothing that the Speaker of the House, Johnson, can get done without Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats. And So look, it's out of necessity in that way. I mean, you know, I hope that there are some places where we can find some agreement. But I'll be honest with you, like, I'm not holding my breath. Mm-hmm. We'll see where things go. But I mean, you guys, you know, you all see it. I mean, I basically work in the world's worst reality TV show. You know, it's just like.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, you are on the ground there. You presumably you talk with these people every day, if not all the time. You know, so I guess my question is, like, how is it different to what we're seeing on TV? Your vibe on the ground in Congress, is it as divisive as what we think it looks like on Instagram? Or is it, when you guys are in the same room, is it more like, hey, you know,
like finger guns, towel snaps, all that kind of thing?
Yeah. How did you know? That's exactly what it's like. No, I mean, look, it's very frustrating. I'm not gonna, you know, and I say that as someone who's never thought that I'd be in politics. I don't enjoy that aspect of it so much. But I mean, look, you know, one of my colleagues, I guess I call him that, Matt Gaetz, for instance. You know, he has this line where he says, you know, if you're not making news, you're not governing. And I just think that that's so indicative of what's wrong with our politics right now. You know, it's this idea. You know, it's this idea that you're equating attention with governance. You know, that's absolutely the wrong thing. You can see how someone who has that kind of mindset is then incentivized to just say crazy things. You know, so like I always think about it, if you gamify Congress, you know, if Congress is a game and you think of what is the point system, you know, it's like people are chasing, you know, the likes online, the followers on social media, you know, the money into their fundraising, the how many cable news hits they've done, you know, things like that. And like, you know, I have colleagues of mine who are more interested in being social influencers rather than lawmakers. Sure. And and that's really crazy. Sure. You know, sure. I get to work a job whose job description is in the Constitution of the United States. Like me as a son of immigrants, a public school kid, gets to do that kind of work. Like that should be a deeply humbling experience, not some platform for you to just go chase your ego and your ambition.
Sure. That being said,
just Andy Kim ragging over here.
Yeah.
Thank you for not chasing attention.
I handpicked every single one of them to come in from Jersey.
You would never chase attention, but we do appreciate you coming on our television show.
I'm a humble man.
Comedy Central appreciates it. I am curious, though. You, Democratic Party is an interesting place right now. And I think this last bill that just got passed had funding for Israel with very few conditions put upon it. The more progressive wing of the Democratic Party wants there to be more conditions with Israel funding. How do you balance that right now? It seems as if the progressive side of the Democratic wing is wants more from a Democratic Party that's not willing to give it.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, I think what we need is to be able to move forward and have as much leverage as possible. What we see is that, you know, Netanyahu is taking a path forward that I think is very dangerous, you know, dangerous for Israel, dangerous for our world. And we need to make sure that we're stepping up to be able to have as much strength as possible to be able to end this violence as soon as possible. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of Democrats feel that same way. A lot of my colleagues feel that same way. We're just trying to figure out how we can have, you know, that kind of approach going forward, while addressing, you know, the humanitarian crisis. I mean, there's a famine that's imminent right now in northern Gaza. You know, that's devastating. We got to make sure that we're providing the kind of aid and support to that, while also making sure we're tackling all these other issues around the world. Ukraine, we have, you know, we were trying to pass humanitarian assistance for the catastrophe in Sudan, which is something that doesn't get enough attention. So, yes, you know, we got to make sure that we're pushing forward in all those directions.
I will say also, some of your colleagues made news talking about, in regards to this Ukraine funding bill, that they're seeing Russian propaganda being echoed and talked about on the House floor. Are you seeing colleagues echo this Russian propaganda in terms of whether or not we should be funding Ukraine?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. You know, it's scary. It's scary to see how, you know, what we're seeing right now is basically a new movement of neo-isolationism, you know, something that's really about weakening America's position in the world. And just turning, not even just turning a blind eye to Vladimir Putin, but actually enabling him. And, you know, when I think about leaders in other countries, when they talk to me about what's happening, first they ask, you know, what is happening in America? And the second thing they ask is they say, is America a reliable partner? That's what they ask themselves. And the answer to that right now is no. We are not a reliable partner in the way that we can and should be. You know, and you see that with regards to Ukraine, and hopefully we're going to be able to provide some support. But that has a lot of impact in terms of how we're perceived all over the world with all sorts of other crises that are out there. So, you know, this is one of the biggest questions that we have of just what is America's role in the 21st century? What is the value of the American handshake right now? And that's very much under question right now in the world.
Right. And, you know, just on that note, like, to solve a lot of problems that, you know, that are facing the
don't
country
point
right
to
now.
Me. Yeah, don't point to me. That's
yeah. Yeah.
This, that, was that a, yeah. That felt like
I can't
very,
help with that.
The Asians are all, you know, making it happen.
Yeah. But like, I mean,
But like, a lot of compromise is required. So when you're talking to like your best friend Matt Gaetz, for example, like when
you did say that, I yeah, think I heard you say that. Yeah, you did say
your
that.
Your good friend Matt Gaetz.
He went when you talk right?
Like when you are talking, is there some kind of like, look, we put the cameras are off right now, let's just talk, or is it always just, you know, this guy's always on, you know, everyone's always on, even in private meetings, everyone's still, you know, yelling about Jewish space lasers and, you know, like
when I came into Congress, I had a lot of people ask me, like, do they really believe what they say?
Yeah.
And when I first came in, I kind of came up with three categories. You know, there are sort of the traditional conservatives, of which there are very few of them left. There are the crazies, and you can, you know, Mad Libs, fill in the blank, whatever name you want. Mm-hmm. And then there are the cowards, you know, the people who know better, but just, you know, for their own purposes of staying in their jobs, they continue on. I'll be honest with you, just in the 5.5 years that I've been in Congress now, there are a lot more crazies than even when I started. Mm-hmm. And it's really alarming. I mean, like, some of them really do believe this. And I remember it, you know, on the night of January 6th when we came back into the House of Representatives after the insurrection, you know, hearing their speeches, like watching them, like only a few feet from them. And I could tell, like, some of them really do believe it. The big lie. They've bought into this. They're feeding it. And that's what I find so scary right now. You know, my first boss in government, he had this line. He said, you don't have good government unless you have good people working in government. And right now, you know, if you have a government that's filled with, you know, egotistical, narcissistic, power-hungry people, you will have an egotistical, narcissistic, power-hungry government. You know, so we have to try to find a way to be able to stop it. But part of their plan is to try to make government so toxic, politics so toxic, that reasonable, decent, you know, people don't want to participate. And that just leaves it for them.
Well, you know, thank you. plenty of time. And as far as from what I'm hearing from you, I just think that we just need more Asian people to be running into Congress and fix everything. So, Representative Andy Kim, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
That's our show for tonight, but before we go, please consider donating to Everytown for Gun Safety. They work with local, federal, and state governments to end gun violence and build safer communities.
Yeah, if you want to support them in this work, please donate at the link below. Now, here is your moment of zen.
I remember when he was trying to deal with COVID, he said, just inject a little bleach in your veins. He missed it. All went to his hair. Look. I shouldn't have said that.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.